Renly Williams says she didn't see or hear the explosion at the finish line. Her boyfriend Tom Hickenlooper had finished the race 10 minutes before, faster than he expected because of a knee injury. Just a little slower, and he and Williams might have been there for the blast.
My heart's beating a little bit more than usual, and, you know, I keep going back to, I wonder where I was exactly when that happened. You know, I walked right past where the bombs exploded earlier today, and I took pictures from the spot. It just is so surreal that this is actually happening.
Williams was not able to talk to her mother until she checked into the Boston Plaza Hotel and used the landline there. Jerry Williams was relieved.
As a mother, you want to hear their voice. And when I heard her voice, then I knew everything was well, even though her voice sounded rather dead. And that's an awful word to use at this time, but it didn't sound like the way she usually sounds.
William's mother says she feels grateful that her daughter is safe. Now she wants to put the incident out of her mind, but she can't.
When something like this comes across our path, even at a distance, you don't want to have to deal with it. You want to have your day be like it would normally be, and yet it hasn't been. It's been scarred by what happens to other people. You can't help but have that connected feeling.
Utah had more than 350 runners registered in the Boston Marathon. Governor Gary Herbert has ordered flags to be flown at half staff for Boston victims until sunset on Saturday. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.